Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor with Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. Gregory's guided me to read about Ethiopia. This is a deep and extremely sophisticated culture for millennia. And right now, the country itself is ripped apart by an ongoing civil war and also bad actors from outside and inside. Gregory, you used the word collapse about Ethiopia. And the fact is that the government in Addis Ababa does not seem to be in contact with the rest of the country. What has turned you into thinking that the Addis Ababa is now going to fall, or what will happen next in the capital?
Well, something is going to happen soon because the government is losing control of the countryside. Yes, you have the National Defense Force still operating in some areas of the country, but they're fighting now against their own Oromo people, various elements there. And this, bear in mind that the government is led by the Oromo faction of the ruling party, and Prime Minister Abiy is himself half Oromo. So basically, you've got the government not only fighting the Amhara and other groups, but also fighting the Oromo, and it's fighting all of the nationalist people who advocate for a unified Ethiopia and the viability of the Orthodox Christian Church. But what's happening is we're seeing things fragment. We're seeing the revival slightly of the TPLF, the Tigray Popular Liberation Front, which had signed an unconditional surrender in late 2022. So that's quite interesting, seeing that revival, because that group is basically sponsored by the U.S. government. The TPLF, which is an extreme extreme Marxist revolutionary group from Tigray. Now, Tigray represents about 6% of the Ethiopian population, and the TPLF represents only a fraction of that. And yet, somehow, the TPLF is going back on the warpath and attacking parts of the Amhara region, which is next door to it. So the question is are the TPLF doing that in cooperation with the Abiy government in Addis Ababa, or are they doing it in response to support from the U.S. and perhaps others? Interestingly enough, the other elements of the TPLF and of the Tigrayan traditional leadership are talking with the Amhara people who are trying to defend themselves against against Abiy, and also you've got weighing in on the side of the Amhara people is the government of Eritrea. And here's the other catch. The Eritrean government are people who, and the Eritreans are people who speak Tigrinya. In other words, the same language as the Tigrayans, who are basically hostile to them. And then you've got the Afar people, who are essentially a Somali tribe, also supporting the Amhara. So it's getting very, very complex, and there is no news really coming out on a daily basis from Addis Ababa, other than the reports we're getting through very, very private channels, often through satellite links. So there's a great deal of ambiguity about the intelligence coming out. What we do know is that the Abiy government has renewed its state of emergency for the Amhara region, which gives it ostensibly legal cover to go in and just continue the genocidal wars against the Amhara and Afar people. So you've got a very dangerous situation there. We see that Prime Minister Abiy called for a national dialogue. That's been widely discredited because he calls for the national dialogue and at the same time increased the legal mechanisms by which he could attack the Amhara people. So nobody's taking that seriously. And, of course, we see that the Amhara militia groups, the Fano groups, are breaching the security around Addis Ababa on regular occasions now, sometimes to just paint slogans on the walls, but recently to do an attempted targeted assassination of a senior general,
perhaps even the commander-in-chief. We've got a minute, Gregory.
What
Eritrea, is it standing back from all this and waiting for the smoke to clear? We have a minute.
It's not standing back. It's mobilized its forces. It is offering support to the Amhara and made it clear that it would intervene on the side of the Amhara against Prime Minister Abiy.
That's quite a force, the Eritreans, to get into this against Abiy. Yes? I mean, that would be a major blow to him.
Absolutely, because Abiy got his Nobel Peace Prize for agreeing to a peace agreement with the Eritreans, who were very happy to work with him. But then Abiy himself went rogue, thinking that he could basically eliminate all of his perceived ethnic competitors.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. We're going to the most important state in West Africa, Nigeria. I'm John Patrick.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.